From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Russia appear not yet to have reached agreement on how to end the violence in Syria. Their respective diplomats, Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, are to meet again perhaps this week in Geneva, but U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said Kerry remains committed to resolving outstanding issues leading to a durable cessation of hostilities, humanitarian access, and a resumption of peace talks.
We hope to get there, but we won't agree to an arrangement, as we've said before, that does not meet our core objectives. But at this point, as I said, nothing to announce or confirm in terms of travel.
University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunis said one of the sticking points is who actually is a terrorist and who is a rebel opposed to Bashar al-Assad.
Syria and the Russians, of course, see all the rebels as bad rebels. The United States makes distinctions between hardcore Islamists like al-Nusra and the more moderate elements that the United States has historically supported. Then, of course, they're the really bad rebels, that is, the Islamic State, which both sides see as the priority.
Zunis said there are issues of humanitarian access, Aleppo, and Turkey's recent incursion. He gives the U.S. and Russia a 50-50 chance of reaching agreement. Gabon's newly re-elected President Ali Bongo is dismissing European Union criticism over the disputed August 27 election that he won by a thin margin over his main rival, opposition candidate Jean Ping. In a broadcast interview aired Wednesday, Mr. Bongo insisted he is a Democrat and would be in favor of the country's highest court taking up the allegations of electoral fraud. He insisted it was Ping supporters behind any rigging. Tuesday, an EU observer mission reported a clear anomaly at a Bongo stronghold with 99% turnout and a 95% vote for Bongo, when nationwide only 48% of voters cast ballots. This is VOA.